This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The 2012 Missouri legislative session is underway, and as Marshall Griffin reports, much of the first day talk revolved around the challenges facing the state's public schools.
In addition to Missouri's K-12 schools not being fully funded, suburban school districts near St. Louis and Kansas City may be forced to accept thousands of transfer students from the inner cities, thanks to the state Supreme Court's ruling in Turner versus Clayton. House Speaker Stephen Tilley says any solutions to those problems should include tuition tax credits for kids in unaccredited areas and statewide expansion of charter schools.
Since I've been up here for 7 years, every year we try and go outside the box and try and do something with the education reform. And every year they come up with reasons why, no, you can't do that.
House Democrats say they don't want all of Missouri's K-12 issues lumped into one wide-ranging bill that could divide lawmakers and fail to pass. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Higher Education Commissioner says starting to move college funding toward a performance-based model makes sense now, even in tough economic times. Commissioner David Russell told a crowd of educators in Maryville yesterday that tying state funding to degree attainment, efficiency, and student success measures will take time.
Assuming that new money begins to be available again to higher education in fiscal year 14, we'll be able to provide some level of funding to reward those institutions that have had success in achieving the goals.
Russell says state regulators are also trying to increase state scholarship money for college students. It's been slipping the last 3 years. He adds college administrators must work with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, as well as the business community, to be more responsive to student needs and state employment trends over the next 5 to 10 years. Schlafly Beer's parent company, St. Louis Brewing Incorporated, is selling more than half of its ownership interest to a local investor group in St. Louis. From St. Louis, Joseph Leahy reports.
Co-founder and president Tom Schlafly says selling 60% of his company to the St. Louis investment firm Sage Capital will ensure his business stays in St. Louis after he's gone.
We're a St. Louis company, and St. Louis has been very good to us, and I want to keep the business right here. And I guess in that sense, we were sort of the non-Pujols approach, that sometimes it's worth leaving a little money on the table in order to stay in the community that's been so good to us.
Tom Schlafly will retain about a 20% stake in the 20-year-old company and serve as chairman of the brewery. 10% of company shares will be made available to senior and long-term employees. Schlafly says finalizing the transaction could take several months while licenses and permits are transferred. This is Joseph Leahy.
Columbia City Council member Jason Thornhill says an ongoing review of the city's police department is meant to give an overall look at how the department operates. The city is spending $45,000 to conduct an outside review of the department. It comes after a year in which the department has seen a host of issues, including the firing of Officer Rob Sanders, as well as dueling local groups focusing on Chief Ken Burton. Thornhill says public trust of the police is essential for both citizens and police officers.
Let's take the opportunity to step back and see if we're doing everything we can to have the best department so the public can trust the department and so that the folks who work in it can feel good about their jobs.
A report is expected late next month. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.